morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. Going to be with you for about 55 minutes. Great show today. And really, it is a good show because caregivers, there's a real shortage. And there was an article, and if I can find it, I'll get it to Patty and Melissa, in the New York Times probably 3 or 4 years ago about it's only going to get worse kind of thing, shortage of caregivers, because the baby boomers are needing it, and there isn't the people to fulfill it. So these guys took it by this bull by the horn, and they're going to have an expo called Caregivers Expo, the 12th Caregivers Expo, on April the 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Ralph Fryo Senior Center. And I saw the new lady there, Jennifer, and she. I said, as soon as I get old enough to join, I'll be in.
So I'm old enough to join.
believe me.
I'm getting there.
I won't go.
On my way.
Yeah, Melissa, I got socks older than you are. You want to see them? All right, so let's go. Melissa, introduce yourself, and Patty, and follow up. Tell us your name and what you do and all the good things.
Sure. My name's Melissa Scarafoni Metcalf. I actually do sales and marketing at Wingate Residences at Melbourne Place. I am a co-chair of the Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership, who is hosting the Caregiver Expo on the 24th, and really happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Well, I'll just tell you this. You do a wonderful job, and I think you, your organization, your facility is magnificent, and I'll leave
Thank
it
you.
At that. And you can tell Rosie that I said that.
I will do that.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite people, by the way, too.
Great.
And you two are, too. And now, one of my really favorite people, Patty Janchuk.
You're too sweet. Well, thank you, Bill. So I'm Patty Janchuk. I am the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Mount Greylock Extended Care Facility. I've worked with elders now going on 39 years this year. I know it's hard to believe, but it's really been my lifetime job.
Yeah.
And as Melissa mentioned, I'm also one of the co-chairs of the Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership. We are a local volunteer group, and we are putting on the Caregiver Expo. So we're very excited.
And this is such a worthy cause. I'm so happy to be able to help with get the word out on this because, as you know, we've had Alzheimer's in our own family. And it's really difficult. And we experienced that with caregivers. And anything that I can ever do to help, you know, I'm available. So
we appreciate that.
And you have a lot going on this thing.
We do. We do have a lot going on. We can talk about that now. Do you want us to talk a little bit about the partnership first?
Yes, partnership first. And then we'll talk about the event.
But sounds good. You want to start or you want me to start? All right. So the Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership started almost 25 years ago, I believe now. It was started by a local woman whose family member was suffering with dementia. And she partnered with a group of professionals throughout the community here, as well as other families. And we really are a volunteer group of right now professionals, families. We've had some medical professionals join our group. And basically what we really look to do is support those that are living with Alzheimer's and other dementias and their caregivers. And we try to be prominent in the community through outreach, education, and advocacy. So we meet once a month. We meet on the second Thursday of every month. Starts at 8:30. All are welcome to come. If you look at our, we have a website now, which I'll share in a minute, but we also have a Facebook page, Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership, and people can find the location for each month's meeting.
Oh, cool.
And we would really love to have people join us. We look to expand our membership, but it's a great and active group. So,
and I must say, from personal experience, a needed group.
Yeah, I agree with that. You
Very,
know,
very needed. I also have to give a plug to the senior center and their day program. I've known so many people who've been through that or had family in it, and they were on it's just it's a community that it's really a beautiful community that comes together that helps people who are caring for or have this disease.
absolutely. Melissa's been quite involved with the supportive day program too, and I'm not sure if you want to just say a little bit more too, because
Patty and I actually both sit on the board at the
well,
Council on Aging.
but I'm a
So,
newbie, been there a while.
so we are two very active people in the community in several aspects. The
Oh.
supportive day program, Janie does an amazing job.
Oh.
Honestly, very
Oh.
minimal cost.
Minimal cost and just so caring.
So caring, so needed. Caregivers can get a little bit of a respite while their loved ones are engaged, happy, supported. I can't say enough about that program. Also, they are doing a memory cafe. I'm not sure if anyone's aware of that. They are doing that at the senior center, and they are now hosting a support group, a caregiver support group. So if anyone wants any further information on any of those things, they can reach out to me. I'll have my contact information, you know,
Yeah, please.
throughout this little broadcast, but I'm happy to share more information about what the Ralph Royal Center does to support the local community as well.
And I know people that are part of that group, Dr. O'Leary, Jennifer O'Leary. I don't know if you have heard of her. She big in Alzheimer's. I used to have the lady from Western Mass, maybe regional Alzheimer's group. Forget, she's a young lady. She's had.
Oh, Megan LeMay, yes, she's been
Yes.
on the show with us. Yeah,
Yeah.
she's with us. She's actually going to be one of the speakers at our expo.
Oh, cool. Yeah, she had a couple of kids in the interim when I've been doing this for 20 years. So, again, for the listeners and the viewers, for those that have this in their family, these folks are available. You don't have to go it alone is I guess the message we want to get out there. And if you want to help and you want to be a caregiver, and it's a very rewarding from everybody that we talk to that I've talked to. I used to be with UCP. It's the same kinds of things. Caregivers, they're beautiful people, is all I can say. And what they do for other people is beyond any compensation they get.
Yeah. And it's especially, you know, we also like to focus on the family caregivers because they live with that. You
That's
know,
right.
it's a 24-hour a day, 7 day a week, 365 day a year job.
Yeah.
And, you know, it changes their relationships with their loved ones because, for example, if it was a husband and wife and the wife is now the caregiver, you change the dynamic of the
Right.
couple that was a husband and wife to the caregiving, you know, dynamic. And
Exactly right.
we recognize it's so very hard. And we always hope to support families that are caregiving, whether it's a spouse, a child. Sometimes we even see it, I'm sure you must see this too now. We're seeing more extended families, like a lot of nieces and nephews, people that maybe didn't have children or the
Right.
children aren't in the area. Or elderly siblings. And those are the people that really, you know, have to live with it every minute of every day. And it's hard.
I had a I've told a story on air before, a very good friend, and he was a good friend of my father's and a good friend of mine, and he came down with Alzheimer's, and he was and you guys probably know the terminology better than I do, but he would get up in the middle of the night, get dressed, and try to go back to work. So consequently, the wife, the caregiver, she wasn't sleeping, so he started going to the senior center, And that, what a relief that was for her, because she could get a nap, you know. And
Exactly.
then he ended up at Mount Greylock.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, unless you've experienced it, you don't know how. I don't want to sound cold, but it can be draining.
Oh, yes.
Very. Burnout is a real thing.
Yeah. And
And
most of it.
that's a big part of the Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership and why we're doing this Caregiver Expo is to share resources with people that need to know where they can get some help, where they can get some respite, where they can get some services. So really that is the point of putting on this Caregiver Expo.
I agree 100%. And you know, I once saw a program. It was on the religious station EWTN, and it was it made a lot of it. Initially, it didn't make a lot of sense to me until we had to do it. And basically, bottom line, and you guys probably see this much more than I just heard about, the caregivers either get sick or die before the person they're giving the care to.
True. It is true. They often don't care for themselves. It's hard. You know, we take a lot of things for granted. Going to a doctor's appointment, even, we just take for granted. We factor it into our schedule and go along. But when you're caregiving for someone with dementia, many times at different stages, they can't be left alone. So you need to find someone that can actually take care of them while you are going to the appointment. Or even if it's just to relax, maybe it's just to go to a library and get some books to are relaxing for you. But people don't realize it gets so complicated when you're caring for someone with dementia because many times they can't be left alone.
We found that in our own situation. And the other thing too was going back to the caregiver piece, she would just get accustomed to one caregiver and that caregiver would leave. And then we had to go through this whole, what's that person doing in my house? Who's that person? You know, and it was tough on us, the family. And so I would tell, and you guys correct me if it's your, but if you're not going to do it, not be committed to it, then probably don't sign up for it. Because that, I think the turnover, I mean, I just think we had two or three of them, and honestly, God, every time it was like, wah, you know?
It's tough. It is tough. And you know, burnout, like Melissa said, is real, whether you're family or a professional caregiver. It's hard day in and day out. You know, it is, but you do have to be committed. I do agree. I think anyone that gets into healthcare in any level,
That's
there
right.
needs to be a level of commitment to it.
Yeah, it's not
Absolutely.
it because people even the people with Alzheimer's and the family, you become part of that family in a way.
You do.
You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I was just out, and I won't say who, Melissa. I was just out at your facility, of course. They wanted to keep me there, but I said no, not yet.
I'm going to move in.
Yeah,
I already told her I want an apartment.
I listen, my sister-in-law was there twice, and it was unbelievable. And we know people that are there now, and it's fun to visit them
Yeah.
because it the place is spotless. The place is engaging, welcoming. People, it's almost like their own homes.
Yeah. I told her today it's comfortably elegant here. It's very relaxed and comfortable, but boy, I'm telling you, I'm ready to pick out my place.
That's what we strive for.
Well,
Making
and the thing is, I try to get there at mealtime, but they've yet to serve me. I sit there like,
Bill, you come anytime. You come anytime.
because I hear the meals are great. So, making this whole thing happen is to me what you guys do. I'm so proud to be able to help you out because, like I said, we experienced it was very difficult, really, really, really a kind of tough 2 years with it. Our person wouldn't answer the phones sometimes, and so of course the other side would panic, and we'd jump in a car and we'd fly up there almost as fast as we flew here, and I barely got the wheels up before I had to put them back down again to land. But it was, why didn't you answer the phone? I didn't feel like it.
Oh.
Okay. But you see those days, right? I mean, those, that's not unusual. Some days they're bubbly and caring, and other days they, and it's the disease. That's what
It
one
is
we
the
got to keep
disease.
telling ourselves. It's not this person, it's the disease.
That's right. That's right. The brain changes structurally. It just totally changes. And so what's normal and how our neurons and everything communicate, which helps us each day, they theirs don't quite work the same any longer. So there's pockets, and it's very hard for individuals that suffer. And often they do have better days than others. And of course, it's progressive. That's the other thing. You know,
Yes.
some medications can slow it, but as we all know, unfortunately, there's no cure. But it definitely is a continuum and of loss, and it's very sad for the patient and for the families to see.
It's hard. I'm not going to kid anybody watching or listening to this show. If you know it, if you have it in your family, and we had to keep telling ourselves, it's not the person, it's the disease. And you know, sometimes it would hurt.
Yeah,
I'll be very
absolutely.
honest with you, it would hurt, you know. And but
And I bet you that someone, I mean, I don't know of anybody that I know now that doesn't either have it in their family or know someone with it. So when you think
yeah.
about that, right? Anybody you talk to pretty much has had some experience with this horrific disease. And even if it's just, you know, someone that somebody knows, or if it's in your own family, but it touches so many people.
You know, thank you for bringing that up, Patty, because you're right. I mean, in the last 2 months, we've heard about three people who have either dementia or full-blown Alzheimer's.
Yep.
And
It's sad.
I have to just take a moment, and Melissa, your memory unit, I know some folks that are in it. It's you guys. You guys do a wonderful job. You really do. And
Thank you.
you know, I kid you a lot, but the care, the level of care, and the level of interpersonal relationship with staff to, for lack of a better term, resident,
Yeah.
is amazing. It's amazing that. I see them, you know. I like to sit in the library when I'm waiting for the big boss to visit her friends. I used to sit in a car, but people thought I was weird. That Patty, they thought I was weird. Huh, come on. I mean, I'm a poster child for weird. But sitting in the li and all the people that I knew, and they come and it was like their home. Oh, you know, and that's the credit, and past that, that's a credit to your staff and your management
Thank
to set, it's
you.
the tone. That's what you know, in my old life, I used to look for the tone of different places that I would get into. And when you walk in that place, you know, when it just is welcoming. So,
Thank you. Thank you.
yeah.
That's what we strive for.
Yeah.
Making home might not be the home you had, but your new home, comfortable, welcoming.
Yeah, it is there, and you know what? So many of them look at it. This is our new home, you know. And I have to say this because he was a driver for you for a long time and an awful good friend of ours, Rich Iostolino passed
Oh,
away,
Richie.
but he loved being the driver there and the people. He loved.
Such a great, great guy.
Yes, and.
The best.
One of the very best, and we lost him as a good friend.
Yeah.
It was a hard blow for us, but so,
Sweet man.
oh, great guy. Let me ask you this now. For people watching, are there like markers or like early warning or things like that of onset, Alzheimer's onset or dementia?
There are definitely some early signs. And as a matter of fact, the Alzheimer's Association does a program on the 10 warning signs.
Oh, cool.
Anybody could go to the website alz.org, and they actually have some wonderful resource information there. But there are definitely signs, forgetting where you put your keys, that kind of thing. That's just normal life. Those kind of things aren't necessarily worrisome, but not remembering where you are, not remembering how to balance your checkbook. It's often those higher level, the higher executive functioning level things that really start to go awry. So you might find with a parent, for example, they're not paying their bills. There could be other things too, so please
Sure.
know it's
No,
not
no, no.
just related to dementia, but the ability to have the executive function to kind of make sure you can do that task leaves. Things like being able to sequence, like getting up and making sure you can shower and get dressed and have your normal routine, you might get that confused. Or even tasks that when they're driving, that often can be another sign where people can't really incorporate what they need to drive safely. But definitely, we would encourage people to go to the alz.org website and take a look there. They have some wonderful
Yeah.
resources there. And Megan LeMay, who you know as well, often does those presentations here locally. So our Facebook page really will have all of the programs when she's out here. She often does them here several times a quarter, I think.
Wow.
So
Wow, wow.
So she's a great resource as well for those live
And to
presentations.
reinforce what you guys said earlier, the reason is because it's much more prevalent now. When I was a kid, I'm sure it was Alzheimer's or dementia, but they always say, "Oh, well, they're getting senile."
Yeah, I remember
Yeah.
that.
Remember that word? Yeah. We had a lady in our neighborhood. She would go for a walk on her own, and we were all kids, and the daughter would find that and. There was her daughter, but the mother of some of the other kids that I grew up. We do this neighborhood sweep looking for grandma, and sometimes she would sit in my father's backyard, my home, and eat the raw rhubarb. Just.
Oh, that's funny. Oh.
Yeah, that is one of the signs is it advances, of course. Wandering is often a big challenge for family caregivers, because again, like your friend that couldn't sleep, that when her
Yeah.
husband got up during the night to get dressed for work, often people will wander, and sundowning is a real thing. So
That's the
as
word.
the sun sets, people really can have changes. And one of the things we see, aside from other behavior changes, is the wandering. And not everyone with dementia goes through that phase, but
Right,
a
right.
majority of them. And keeping them safe is so incredibly important, right? So, and the Alzheimer's Association and those of us on the partnership can often help people with ideas, motion sensors in the house that can warn someone. So hopefully they can sleep a little bit more restfully, but there's ways to put locks on the doors or safety doorknobs, but there's all these little tricks that can help people in their home, certainly keep somebody safe if they're in that phase of dementia. And then you have programs, of course, like here, and Melissa and I do, again, her memory care unit here is just fabulous, but it provides that level of security too with staff. And at points, some people even move beyond that and might need a higher level of care, like a nursing facility.
Yeah.
So, there's definitely a continuum, but we can help people with resources and ideas for all of those. We really try to be a resource guide for people.
And before we move on, I just want to, it's ALD.org and
ALZ as in zebra.
Z. All right. See, good thing
Yeah.
I did it because I'd be.
And one thing I do want to mention, we had talked about, Megan doing presentations. There are also some pre-recorded on their website,
Oh, cool.
so that you don't have to show up in person.
Yeah.
Again, caregivers have limited time, and maybe it's 2 in the morning, and that's the only time you have.
Right.
So you can go to that website, You can still learn about, warning signs, research, all of those things. So just to mention that, you can go to the site and you can still get that
Thank you for that, Melissa.
education in a
Yeah, no.
pre-recorded fashion.
That's really good news. That's good information too, because once again, if you don't have a caregiver, you are the caregiver. And just going back to the progression was slow in the beginning, but towards the end really accelerated. So we had to get help all the time. And so I don't know if that's common or not.
You have
That was our
several
experience.
types of dementia. So I think it also depends on what type of dementia you have.
Okay.
Is it Alzheimer's? Is it frontal temporal lobe? Is it Lewy bodies? So there's different types. So I think it, and every person is different, which, every neurologist and physician will tell you, every person is different. So kind
And
of
that's
how
good
it
to
progresses.
understand. That's really good to understand. You know that if you are a caregiver or it is in your family, they may manifest differently.
Absolutely.
If you
Absolutely.
question it, call these people. Call the go on the go online, because we don't want anybody getting hurt.
Of course not. No.
And you know
Safety
what?
is first and foremost.
And I think of a cousin of mine who had a dementia pretty badly, and people started noticing when he called me one time and said, "Hey, I'm lost." I thought he was kidding. I said,
Oh,
"Oh, so am I, but hopefully we'll be found."
no.
And you know, he said, "Bill, no, Billy, I'm lost. I think I'm on North Street." And I said, "Well, look around. What do you see?" And this is how long ago this was. Bessie Clark. I said, "Stay there.
Oh.
I'll be right there." And I went up, and shows you what a dingbat I am. I said, "Follow me home," instead of saying, but he had been driving normally. Nobody ever took it. Well, after that, obviously, that was the end of the driving.
Wow.
And I don't
That
know
is.
if that was the first time. It was the only time he called me, you know, but I don't know that he had called others. So, I mean, like you said, it's prevalent. It's not an anomaly in today's world. It's prevalent, and God only knows what causes it. But these folks here, Patty and Melissa, they've got an expo coming up. It's on April the 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. It's going to be held at the Ralph Friot Center. I don't care if you just go and learn, because I think we're all at the stage in life now. A lot of the people who listen to this program and watch it on TV, we should be in the learning stages. And if you're interested in being a caregiver, I mean, that's even frosting on the cake. And find out about it. Because you could be a guardian angel to somebody. I know that's people will say, "Oh, well, you know," but I'm serious about that. We had a one of the caregivers that my relative had, and could not have been. She was a guardian angel. And we're going to give you phone numbers and emails and all that. First, though, I have to take a break, only because I got to breathe. No. But and again, I want to enter Melissa Metcalf and Patty Janchuk. These are solid folks. They really are, and they can help you. And if nothing else, give you another phone number where you can get the help, the specific help you need. So don't hesitate when we give this information to write, and we'll give it two or three times. So don't panic if you're in the car and try to write. Please, God, don't. I see those people either putting on eye makeup, lipstick, combing their hair. Oh, I don't. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are broadcasting on channel 1301 on the TV, WTBR. I'm sorry, WPC-TV. We are also broadcasting in Southern Berkshire now at FM 88.1. So we're really expanding our broadcasting area. So if you're listening in Southern Berkshire, it's in downtown Pittsfield, the Fryo Center. You can get there. There's ample parking in the back. And probably at that hour of the night, there's ample parking on the street. So, but please take advantage of this. This is a learning opportunity for a lot of people. And if you want to, become a provider, caregiver, that, like I said, is the frosting on the cake. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
This summer, the City of Pittsfield will release its first cultural plan, and we want you to be a part of this exciting event. Funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, Our Town program, the plan includes contributions from cultural organizations and partners that make Pittsfield great, and with input from community members like you. Whether you're an artist, audience member, producer, or creative hobbyist, this plan is for you. So stay tuned to lovepittsfield.com this summer for more information.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. You see those two wonderful ladies there. One of them in the red, that's Patty Janchuk, and Melissa with the beautiful hair, like mine. Metcalf. And there we're here today. We're talking about the 12th excuse me, annual Caregiver Expo on April the 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. And it will be at the Ralph Fryo Center. It's something we want you to at least go to see, Maybe there's going to be speakers. There's going to be family. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to drop back and I'm going to let them take over. And if I doze off, they'll buzz me. No,
I'm going to let Patty give the details. One thing I do want to mention,
yeah,
this is a free event.
Oh, excellent. Thank you,
Melissa. Absolutely free event. Plenty of parking, light refreshments, two to six. Take your time. You can actually even bring your loved one. If you are a caregiver and you can't find someone to stay with your loved one, you are welcome to bring your loved one. We will ask you to maybe pre-register just so we can know a little bit about your loved one. But we will have activities, staff and programming happening for your loved one if you'd like to attend the event. So please don't let that deter you from coming.
In case you didn't pick up on all that, these ladies.
I talk too fast.
No. The point I want to make is they care. This isn't just a job or a position. This is part of their existence, their being, and they really do care. So if you have someone, you're not going to shock them. Trust me when I tell you. Believe me, and bring them. Bring them. Thank you for that, Melissa. That's so nice. It really is. You guys are really.
We hope we thought of everything.
Well, I'm sure
we tried.
Between the both of you, I'm sure you did. I like the part about light refreshments. I'll show up with Tupperware. things aren't like they used to be. I'm retired.
Exactly. Now I'll let Patty talk the details.
So, yes, and thank you for saying that, too. We do want to make sure the word gets out that it is free. There'll be parking, of course, public parking behind the Senior Center.
Yeah.
And St. Joe's Church has offered to let us use their parking lot, too, which is
wonderful.
Yeah, so there's plenty of parking for anyone that wants to come.
Yeah.
Before we start, I'd love to give our website address to anyone that has a schedule for the day, the vendors. You can, if you want to pre-register your loved one, there's information on that. If you want, and if you would like them to come while you're experiencing the expo for some care. And also there is a way to contact us on that website. So if you have a question or if you're just not sure, if you just put your information in there, we'll be able to contact and get back to you. But our website is berkshirealz.org. So it's berkshirealz as in zebra .org.
And I was going to do that. I was going to show my old military that Z as in zebra. Because I already screwed it up once, and ALD,
it's close.
But, families that have this, they can bring the person who's giving the care and the person who's getting the care.
Absolutely. And we do have the pre-registered option for care while the loved one is experiencing the expo. So if you hop on our website, it'll guide you right through that process.
And so you have speakers and all that. You want to go over some of those speakers?
We do. Absolutely. So as you mentioned, the program, it's from 2 to 6 p.m.
Wow.
It is a free event, and the schedule is very open, so people can come at their leisure throughout that time. If you're not there right at 2, you don't need to be. You can come throughout the whole period of time and experience it. We're going to be using all floors of the Senior Center, and we're very grateful to Jennifer and her team there. They have really opened their hearts to us and really have shown what a strong community partner they are by allowing us to sort of take them over for the day or for the afternoon. But as you enter the Senior Center on the first floor, we will have our forget-me-not art display. And what that is actually there are 8, I believe, community organizations that have been working on a specialized art program with people that are living with dementia to create artwork. There is no specific format. So the individual that's creating the artwork can use any sort of medium. It might be painting or it might be sketching. I hear we have a tree coming. I'm very excited to see this tree. It could be sculpture. Yeah, tree. So it can be any mode of their expression. So some of the things we see with people with dementia, they stay tied to memories that are related to music and art. So we are very grateful to all of those organizations that are partaking in that. And so the first floor will have the Forget Me Not art show, and people can wander through and see all of that beautiful work. And we'll have the light refreshments available also on the first floor. The second floor, their very large room, will be where all of the exhibitors are, all of the vendors. We expect 30 vendors from different organizations. Yeah, all possibilities of what people might need for care, whether their loved one is at home, if they're in the early stages, more moderate stages. There's going to be options for daycare programming, for all kinds of care levels, whether it's assisted living, independent living, you know, nursing facilities. But it'll be a wonderful opportunity for people to go through and talk to our local community businesses about what care they can provide to help support not only the family, but the loved ones and care, people with dementia in the community. So we're excited about that.
Really great.
Yeah.
And it's all in one spot. What I like about it, it's all in one building.
Yes. And we're lucky. We've done the expo before. And, you know, space is always a challenge because we want to have so many things. So we're very happy to have it at the Senior Center. And then also on the second floor in the supportive day programming area is where we'll be providing care for those living with dementia while their loved ones are at the expo. So it'll all be right there. It's a great layout. So we're very pleased with all of that. And then our speakers, which we're very excited about. So we have four presenters that will be doing a variety of topics. Each of the presenters will do two presentations, same topic, but at two different times. So if someone is working or can't quite get there for one, they're not going to miss out. The presentations will begin at 3:15. So the first set will run from 3:15 to 4. And then the second set will run 4:15 to 5. So individuals will have the opportunity to see two of the four presentations. And we're really pleased about that format too, and pleased that they're donating their time to us.
That is, you guys have worked really, this is a wonderful thing.
Thank you.
It really is. And for people that haven't had it in their family or friends, thank you. You know, thank the good Lord, because it can be tomorrow. I don't say that kiddingly or it's real, because we lived it. This person was just great. Brilliant lady, brilliant person. Probably read more books than in the Pittsfield Library. And all of a sudden we started noticing little things, and then the diagnosis came.
Yeah.
And it was not devastating in the beginning, but by the end it was pretty shaky. You know, it shook us up.
And, absolutely. And that is the one thing about this disease. It certainly doesn't discriminate.
No,
you can be rich, poor, any ethnicity, you can have any job, you can be any gender, it doesn't matter. It will affect everyone across every dynamic, across every population.
And you guys, I this may be an unfair question, but there are some medicines that slow it down, but they don't cure. She had those.
Yes.
She went to a place up in Bennington.
Yes. Memory clinic. Yep.
Yeah. And that helped, but when it came, it came quick and full bore, you know, like very quick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Alzheimer's Association also has the latest on research options too. You can find that on their website, alz.org. And actually, Megan LeMay, who's one of the presenters, she comes from the Alzheimer's Association. She's going to be doing a talk on communication strategies, and her presentation will really focus on how people with dementia, their ability and ways to communicate change. So she'll be doing a presentation on that.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it will be too, because you know what's funny is people lose their verbal abilities, their behaviors show things. You know, they may be lashing out, they may be trying to move, like that gentleman getting up in the middle of the night and getting dressed, thinking it's time for work. So there's nonverbal ways and behavioral ways that people try to communicate. And Megan will be there to help explain some of those strategies to caregivers. And she also is a great resource with all of the new and updated research items and all the things that are new with the disease. So she'll be a wonderful resource. We're very, very pleased that she'll be with us to do her talk.
One of the just came to mind a relative of my wife's husband, brilliant guy, built a mega $1 million business, came down with Lewy body dementia.
That's
And
a tough one.
that he finally had to be in a skilled facility.
That's a tough diagnosis.
Yeah, that's one of the worst ones we've
The
seen.
worst.
It's very sad.
And the guy completely changed. I mean, he didn't have a mean. I never heard him use a swear word or a nasty word or anything. And boy, he really changed. And I'll leave it at that. And broke everybody's heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
Now I do want to take 1 minute. Not 1 minute. Take whatever you want. There are places. There are places. One is the senior center. They have a care unit, a respite for people who are trying to keep their loved ones at home. Jane and Jennifer, the new boss, wonderful lady. She let me, she, Jim Clark, you know, had a restraining order on me coming in and sitting and looking out the window. Jennifer lifted it. It was very nice.
Oh,
And
goodness.
but seriously, call there, check with these folks. You're
Sure.
not, I think the most important thing that I can say about this is you're not alone with this. You got a lot of people behind you, beside you, wherever you need them. And they're going to give you some phone numbers and websites. And if you guys would do that again, I would so appreciate it.
Sure, you want to.
Sure. I mean, it is on our website, the berkshireALZ.org. Certainly my email, mmetcalf@wingateliving.com. You can call Wingate at Melbourne, ask for Melissa, they can find me. But feel free. Again, I'm speaking for Patty as well. We're not necessarily representing the places where we work.
I know
We're
that.
just representing, you know, being a resource and to help guide you to some help with wherever you are in your process. So feel free to reach out no matter what you're looking for.
That's right. And I probably the easiest way to reach me is at Mount Greylock at 413-499-7186. I do have an email, but it's hard to spell, so it might just be easier to give out the number, or again through the berkshirealz.org site. But yes,
We're all
we
on. And
absolutely should.
again, there's a senior center for help. There's both of their facilities, and they could be long term or when more help is needed, but
Absolutely.
they're
Support
available
groups.
and they're
Yes.
local.
That's right.
That's the other piece. They're local.
And we, you know, even if your loved one isn't quite in need of what services we may, as Melissa said, we're not here about that. We're just here about being a resource to the community. So call us because we can help guide you. We can help say, oh, you know, perhaps this might be of help to you, or here's a support group, or, you know, here's, you know, perhaps a day program that could be helpful. It isn't about what we do professionally, it's about us serving the community at large. So, you know, we really, and again, I'll speak for you, but I know it to be true, we really value being a resource to the community, and it doesn't matter. And if we, you know, we can't help you directly, we may know somebody that can.
Sure.
And we're very pleased too, because we do have three other speakers that day. One is attorney Paula Almgren, who people may be familiar with, Berkshire Law Group. She's very well known. And she will be there talking about Look Before You Leap, is what she calls her talk. It's really about insights from an attorney's perspective. And we're very honored to have her as one of our speakers. Isaac Scher, who is one of the supervisors at Elder Services, will be there. And he's going to really do a talk on explaining what Elder Services is. Because I think, you know, again, it's a great resource, but maybe not everyone really knows what they do or the help they can give families when they have elders in the home that need care. So we're very happy to have Isaac with us as well. And then Cheryl Hutto, who is a caregiver coach and a grief coach, she'll be doing a talk on resilient caregiving. And one of the things that we all see with caregivers is, you know, as you mentioned, Bill, it's very draining, right? Emotionally, physically. But there's a level of, in my world, guilt about that too sometimes. You know, I was a caregiver for my husband for other things, and there's always a thread of guilt in there for what you did or didn't do or may should have done or whatever. So, but Cheryl does a really nice presentation supporting caregivers through that journey. Unfortunately, for people with dementia, the journey really is uncertain. You never know minute to minute, never mind day to day. So she can really help people with that resource as well.
Well, the reason I brought up only because initially with us, there wasn't a Melissa kind of situation at the time. And they were talking, you know, Bennington and here. And I just wanted to let people know that when it reaches a point where you can't keep them at home anymore, there are wonderful. And I'll say this for both, but my mother was at Mount Greylock. I can't say enough good things about Mount Greylock. We have so many friends at Wingate. So I guess why I'm saying this is you don't have to go out of town, and we have wonderful resources right here. And this expo, April the 24th. Now, I'm going to tell you, in case you see me there that day,
We hope to see you there.
We hope so.
well, you gave the teas, food and drink. Hey,
Good.
you're retired. You go to a lot of those things, trust me.
Good.
But seriously, it's also my 54th wedding anniversary.
Oh, lovely.
Oh.
Yay.
Yep. So I'm how did you spend your 50? Oh, we went to a caregivers expo. But it won't be long, I'll need it. But before we go, I do want to let the general audience and viewers and listeners know this could be an educational thing for you, because we don't know what's around the corner. And it can also be an opportunity for you to become a caregiver. And I've worked with them, and they're some of the most beautiful people you're ever going to meet. And if you want to be one of them, at least go and find out. That's, you know, it's the education piece that I'm talking about. You'll learn a lot about dementia and Alzheimer's, but you'll also probably learn a lot about yourself. And I think that's true. You guys work with it every day, and I can't say enough good things about both of you. And it's not because I like you both, but I know how hard it is dealing with that. I mean, I knew your husband very well. I knew all that you went through. We went through it, and unless you've been through it, maybe you're not as sensitive to it as you could be. You know, Melissa, you're in it every day. So,
I love what I do.
Me
I
too.
know it. You know what comes out? It jumps through the screen. You both do.
Yeah.
You both do. I mean, you're in the right career field. I used to tell people that you're in the right career field, because it just makes you look wholesome, and you care about people, and that's what counts. Anything else you guys want to get out?
I don't think so, Bill. We really appreciate you having us on here. Again, if anyone has any questions about the Caregiver Expo on April 24th, don't hesitate to reach out to Patty or myself. BerkshireALZ.org has additional information.
And remember, it's free.
And it's free.
So that's the best thing.
And it's an education and something, while it might not be the most pleasant, it might be something that down the road you'll say, uh-oh, I better check into this.
Absolutely. Sure.
Just give me 1 minute while I read a couple of things and you'll see how I do this. All right. Just to let you know, the new season's here for Berkshire Theater Group. It's going to be a wonderful one. And so whatever you do, get ahead of it and get down. Same with Barrington Stage and Shakespeare and Company. So the culture is back for the summer. Take advantage of it. Also, St. Mary's Bingo. This is my way of getting into heaven. Back door. I read these... St. Mary's Bingo, to support St. Mary's School. I will tell you, it's April 12th, May 10th, and June 16th. Doors open at 12:30. It's a full bingo program. I mean, it's a great time, too. They have snacks and all that kind of stuff. If you want more information, you can call 413-243-1079. And that, to me, is really a great thing. Also, you ready? And I'll be there for this one. The City of Pittsfield announces the 79th annual egg extravaganza. An egg hunt. It will be on March the 9th. Oh, no, that's when they put this out. April the 19th at the Common. There's going to be various age groups. I don't have all that information, or do I? 10:30, 9, 10, and 11, 10:40, 7 and 8, 10:55, 5 and 6, 10, 11, 10, 4-year-olds, and 11:25, 2 and 3-year-olds. I'll probably do that one. I think I can beat them. So, also, I want to congratulate Hot Plate Brewing. It got voted number 3, the best brewery. And this one, again, is very important. To me, it's very important. Soldier On's Golf Tournament, Friday, May the 23rd. And if you want to know more about that, you can call Casey DeSico at 413-207-4746. I can't thank you ladies enough. And I'm always here for you.
We appreciate that.
We do indeed.
And Melissa, don't take this as a – or Patty – I probably stop up because I have friends in both places. And
love that.
We'd love it.
Right around lunchtime. No, I'm only kidding.
We'll take care of you.
I know. To those listeners and viewers, thank you so much. Attend this. This is really worthwhile. And if you can become a caregiver, it is so rewarding. Now, God bless. And today, try to lift somebody's spirits. Make somebody laugh. Be happy. Don't be those grumple still skins all over the place. I just met a whole bunch of them driving. And I will say this, too. Let's take care of each other. Because if you look at the big picture, each other, that's all that we have. Remember that. Ladies, you're the best. I apologize for the snafu.
Not a problem. Pleasure. Well, always.
Tell Rosie I'll drop the tickets off. She can pay them.
You got it.
Thank you so much. And everyone, please don't forget this. April 24th. It'll be to your betterment. And it's at the Fryhouse Center. Plenty of parking. And go and learn something. Thanks, kids. Talk
to you.
Thank you, everybody. Be well. Bye.